To grasp the importance of early puppyhood in the lives, health, and temperaments of our dogs, we have to begin by investigating the stages of canine development. So let's get started. Our dog's development began at conception. At that instant, our puppy's parents' genetics, personalities, nutrition, lifestyle, stress levels, and more were embedded into the fertilized egg. During the approximately 9-week canine pregnancy, the care we provide the dam or mother has a tremendous impact on our puppies. Like a human pregnancy, we divide canine pregnancy into 3 periods or trimesters of about 3 weeks each. What we do with our dog moms during each of these periods not only influences if the embryos will survive, but also the puppy's lifetime health and temperament. The pup's birth or whelping signals the beginning of the 2-week neonatal period. Neonate puppies are insulated from the outer world in many ways and depend fully upon their mom and us for survival. As the neonatal period ends and the transition period begins, puppies change from an almost larval stage to looking and acting like little dogs. They now have all their senses and begin to interact with the outer world through exploration and play. By 28 days, puppies enter the sensitive period, the most influential time in their lives. The sensitive period lasts until the pup is 13 to 16 weeks old. The experiences puppies have during these weeks have lifelong effects on their adult temperament, intelligence, confidence, and more. When the sensitive period ends, puppies enter the juvenile stage. The length of this stage and the next, adolescence, depends upon the puppy's breed and size. Smaller dogs mature more quickly, often reaching adulthood by 12 months, while some large and giant breeds may not reach full adulthood for several years, and in the case of my breed, Golden Retrievers, perhaps never. In Avidog Transformational Puppy Rearing, we focus on the first 5 stages of canine development, from conception through the sensitive period. Now let's dig more deeply into these stages to understand what's happening in our dogs and how we can influence or use these developments. The dog's brain undergoes massive development from late pregnancy till 5 weeks of age. During this time, the baby brain matures, neurons complete their development, and the brain grows in size and complexity. In fact, the puppy's brain grows in size 700% from 10 days before birth to 30 days after. This growth is due to differentiation and changes in neural connections, not in the number of cells. So it's not only growing larger, but it's getting more complex. Like humans, puppies go through a period of synaptic pruning and creation. Now, let's talk a little bit more about this. This is a nerve cell or neuron. The dog's nervous system is made up of about 160 million of these. Each neuron consists of a nucleus or cell body, the headquarters of the cell. Then it has one or more dendrites, extensions of the cell, which bring impulses from other cells into the nucleus. And finally, each neuron has one or possibly 2 axons, which transfer these impulses out of the neuron to other cells across spaces called synapses. This is a synapse where 2 nerve cells connect, but as you can see, don't touch. Here you can see an impulse moving down an axon to a synapse, where it jumps to the dendrite of the next nerve cell and moves on through the nervous system. In mammals like dogs, more synapses mean more brain efficiency, more neural functioning, and a higher functioning brain. Interestingly enough, young mammals are born with more synapses than they need, so they go through a period of what's known as synaptic pruning, where the brain removes unnecessary synapses. How does it determine which to keep, which to discard, and which new synapses to make? Through use. Every response a puppy has to sights, sounds, feelings, smells, and tastes makes new connections. In rats, pups raised in an enriched environment have 25% more synapses than other rat pups. And active learning, where young mammals interact while learning, create even more synapses. So puppies that are actively exploring and engaged in an enriched environment are more likely to have more synapses and enter adulthood with a more complex brain than other puppies. However, if synapses aren't used very early in life, they are pruned or removed. This pruning starts at birth and is most active early in life. Pruning then continues until sexual maturity, though at a slower pace. So, if our puppies don't use their brains and bodies early in their lives, their brains will get smaller and less complex. In addition to creating and pruning synapses, the puppy's brain is also more sensitive to stress during this early period, especially between 3 and 20 days. In addition, all of the pup's senses come online, and the nervous system completes myelination. Now let's dig in a little bit more on myelination too. If we go back to our nerve cell, we see the nucleus, the dendrite, and then the axon. And these yellow pads around the axon are myelin. Myelin acts like the insulation around an electrical wire, and its purpose is to increase the speed and accuracy at which impulses move along the nerve cell. In fact, it can increase speed up to 100% and the effectiveness of the connection 3,000%. Puppies' nerves are not myelinated at birth. In fact, you can see here the axon of this nerve has no insulation or myelin. Since the ability to think and learn depends upon myelination, baby puppy brains process slowly. They struggle to learn and control their bodies and have a difficult time making associations. You can see these things in these 2.5-week-old Barbet puppies as they toddle around their whelping box. This inability to learn and process means our expectations of puppies prior to 5 weeks of age must take their immature nervous systems into account. Before then, puppies are not trying to manipulate us into helping them, and we shouldn't label them as slow or behind. They are simply immature and need to be given the chance to grow up. Around 5 weeks of age, sometimes a bit later, puppies' nervous systems complete myelination. You can see evidence of this in the coordination, speed, and mental agility of these same Barbet puppies 2.5 weeks later. So what stimulates that myelin growth? When puppies hear, see, feel, and taste new things and are able to respond to those experiences. When a puppy is able to practice learning patterns and relationships through active interest and mental effort. However, this process works both ways. Positive experience and practice strengthen beneficial neural pathways, but negative experiences and practice strengthen detrimental neural pathways. As the brains mature and all senses come online, puppies enter a period when their brains are particularly sensitive to external influences. This period is known as the sensitive period, and as Scott and Fuller described in their 1965 classic, it's a time in life when a small amount of experience will produce a great effect on later behavior. So experiences during the sensitive period change the puppy's brain in a powerful way that's difficult to alter later in life. This period typically runs from around 3 to at least 13 weeks of age. And for puppies that had an enriched upbringing, their sensitive period extends for a few more weeks. Experiences such as interactions with their mothers, as well as people, other dogs, environments, and things will have a stronger impact on puppies now than later in their lives. In addition, useful innate and emergent behaviors appear during this time. Starting around 3 weeks of age, puppies show a natural desire to move away from their sleeping area to urinate and defecate. Around the same time, they begin to engage in play with their litter mates, mother, and us. Between 5 and 6 weeks of age, puppies naturally begin to follow their mother and show caution around heights and edges, such as stairs. We can take advantage of all of these natural behaviors to raise wonderful companions if we do so at the right time. But there's always a downside in life, and in puppy raising, it's a natural wariness of novel stimuli, new things, that starts in earnest by 6 weeks of age and peaks around 9 weeks in what is commonly called the fear imprint period. With proper developmental opportunities, this natural wariness will then fall to a more normal level, although many owners will see one or two more peaks around 6 months and again at 12 months of age. So if we take all aspects of canine brain development into account, brain maturation, including synapse pruning and creation and myelination, sensitivity to external influences, and natural wariness of new things, by 8 weeks of age, much of our opportunity for low-risk positive development for our puppies is over. We can and should continue to develop them after 8 weeks, but we must work around our pup's wariness, fear imprint periods, and declining maternal immunity. Altogether, canine development encourages us to take a life course perspective with our dogs. This concept comes from Dr. David Waters of the Old Gray Muzzle Tour's work on canine longevity. Dr. Waters says that to understand adult and senior dogs requires a life course perspective, where we understand that early life events, such as nutrition, stress levels, exercise, development and enrichment opportunities, and socialization, set our dog's trajectory for lifetime health and stability for them and their kids. Wow, isn't that amazing? I definitely think so.